Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Welcome to Signs of Life Radio. I'm Kimberly Saavedra, director of the Comlock Center, and I, along with Dr. Betty J. Kovach, author of The Miracle of Death, There is Nothing But Life, and Merchants of Light, The Consciousness That is Changing the World, as well as Forever Family Certified Medium, Janet Mayer, who is also author of Spirits, They Are Present. We would like to welcome you to tonight's show. And today is the day for personal stories. Everyone has a story to share. And we invite you to call in and share some of the things that you probably feel most hesitant about sharing with most people. And many of us have experiences that actually defy mainstream thinking. And tonight, I invite you to dare greatly. As the famous psychologist Brené Brown says in her book, Daring Greatly, How the Courage to Be Vulnerable Transforms the Way We Live, Love, Parent, and Lead. This is her quote. The willingness to show up changes us. It makes us a little braver each time. So how about you summon your bravery and join us tonight for a call about some of the most interesting, fascinating, inexplicable experiences that can meet us. We already have a caller in the line, but we have to say hello to Janet first.
That's right. We'll say hello to Janet, then we can take that call.
How are you, Janet?
I'm doing well. Hi, Betty. Hi, Kim.
Hello. Hi. We have Diane from New York on the line with us. Good evening, Diane.
Hi. Good evening. How are you?
Great. Good. You're starting off the show great for us. Thank
We're
you for calling.
We're glad you called.
Well, I'm glad.
How are you, and what would you like to talk about?
I'd like to talk about, this is probably going to sound a little weird, but I want to talk about mists that you see that suddenly appear in a room. Does anyone understand what that might be, if it's a spirit, or is it just, I just don't know what it is. I've seen it, and I'm not sure what to make of it.
Can you describe it a little bit?
The most recent one I saw was two nights ago, and it was started out as a very, almost like a tornado, but not violent. It was very gentle. It was in a swirling motion, and I stood up. I was in bed, and I sat up in bed first, and I watched it for a little bit. And then I got out of bed and I stood up and I walked right up to it and I put my hand in it. I actually called out a name because I thought it might be someone I love. And then I turned the light on and it disappeared. I got back into bed and I said, if that was really you, could you please try again? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to turn the light on like that. And all of a sudden, it was over my bed. And it was a little bit different. It wasn't swirling. It just looked like clouds. And I put my hands out, and I started to hug the mist toward me. And it kind of disappeared as I did that. And like I hugged it to my body, and it just disappeared.
Well, my opinion is, for sure, I would think it would be some type of spirit energy. A lot of times when it manifests, it can come through in multiple ways, and it can be small, large, it could be light, it could be a wind, it could be a mist, it could be so many different things. It does feel to me, you know, like from what you said, it definitely feels like it would be spirit in some form. Most likely, like you said, someone, probably a loved one or a friend or, you know, I know some people could say spirit guide or whatever. I always look at it more as it being a loved one or a friend, you know, someone you know, and that they're coming to let you know that they're there. Whether you've been thinking of them and saying their name out loud, whether you've been thinking about it in your mind. I mean, it could come from a lot of different angles there as well. But I think by you asking, you know, for it to come through a second time, and it did, to me, that would be a validation. I always ask twice for validations mm-hmm. whenever I receive one. Right. That's a really big right. thing I have. And I think that's really great that you did that. And especially I love that you weren't really afraid. You were curious. And I think that it must have also came through in a very loving type energy. Otherwise, you know, even if a lot of times when people are fearful because they don't know, but I think that you were open enough that you're thinking possibly there is definitely something here and you recognize it. And I think that's really, you know, I think it's great. I think that, you know, you can keep that going and just, you know, ask again, you know, give me a sign in another way, ask for something specific. You know, I think a lot of times too. Oh, go on.
I'm sorry. A couple of weeks before that, I lost my significant other in a year ago in January. And I for a long time I slept with his ashes because I was distraught. You know, I'm getting a little bit better. I'm learning to live with the grief. You know, I'm learning that it's part of who I am and it's going to be that way forever. But I hadn't really dreamed much about him, and I hadn't seen him in a dream. So before I went to sleep, I said, you know, I'd really love to see you. You know, please come to me.
And okay, there you go. Yeah, he did.
Something made me, I opened my eyes, and he was like leaning over me. And I guess I got startled, and I screamed, and he disappeared. So I think I scared him. So I'm thinking maybe he came to me in the mist, because we were ghost investigators together. And mm-hmm. we understand mist. We used to see it all the time. And mm-hmm. now I think he's coming to me in something more familiar that it won't scare me. Because I was not scared at all. I was just elated when it happened.
But yes, you walked right up to it. I was amazed with that.
Yeah.
Good. But since you tell me that you worked with ghost hunters, that you were a ghost hunter, that makes sense.
We were ghost investigators. We've written three books on the subject. And, you know, it was part of our lives. And he used to say to me, you know, when we would discuss who was going to go first, he said, if I go first, he said, if there's any possible way that I can communicate, I will do it. And I think that's found a wonderful.
Yeah. And I think that's wonderful that he came through. And I think too, the fact that, like you said, it frightened you when he, you know, came over you, because, you know, it was probably such a full, you know, full blown, I don't know, full of energy that, you know, you were frightened, but you weren't really. And then when you had a talk with him and said, hey, you know, can you come through in a different way? I think that's his way of saying, okay, I'll do it lighter. We'll start low. You know, we're going to start here and start from point A and work the way up. And now that you have that connection, you now know, which you've always had the connection, which you also know, but now that you have it in a new way or a new form, I mean, that will kind of give you, you can keep going with that and go to the next step, whatever the step is between the two of you, you know?
Right. Exactly.
I think that's awesome. I mean, I think that's really cool that he came through for you, and especially around the time of an anniversary, kind of as a reminder, like, you know who it is. And I think he was letting you know, I'm going to come through in a softer way. But yeah, I totally think that, you know, like I said, they come through, our loved ones come through in multiple ways. And for him to come through for you for that way was a softer, gentler way, but also loving, like you said. So I think that's really cool.
And I was so excited about it, and I just couldn't wait to tell people, because it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was so, I mean, honestly, when I stood up and I walked toward it, I don't have any sense of smell, and I thought, I wonder if the house is on fire, you know, and that's why I flipped the light on.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, maybe it's smoke and you're not smelling it. You know, so, and that's why it disappeared the first time. But the fact that I asked him to come back if it was him and the mist came above me and allowed me to hug the mist to me was amazing. Feel like I was able to hug him again. And that's probably what I miss. I miss the hugs. I miss holding him. I miss him holding me. And that was such a good feeling.
Yeah, that was definitely a gift that he gave you, and you understood it. So what a beautiful connection that you just had.
Yeah, really. I've been very blessed, really very blessed, and I'm so grateful for that. And I just hope it keeps on coming.
What were your feelings when you first saw the mist? I mean, did you sense that it was?
Well, first time when I opened my eyes and I saw it, I was having trouble sleeping. And I wanted to make sure I was fully awake because, sometimes I'm thinking maybe you're sleeping when these things are happening or you're still in some kind of dream state. But I stood, I sat up in bed and I watched it for a minute. And then I called his name. I said, "Joey, is that you?" And then I very gently got out of bed and I walked toward it. And it didn't move. It stayed in the same spot. And I wasn't afraid. I was like fascinated by it. And I thought, if I leave this long enough, will it manifest into an actual apparition for me?
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I was really one, because I remember when we used to lecture. We used to lecture on ghost investigations. And I often said to people, we believe that the mist eventually will turn into an apparition if it's strong enough, if the mist is strong enough to do that, or if the spirit is strong enough to do that. So I was wondering if that was going to happen with him, but I didn't really give it a chance because I was so overwhelmed at seeing that, that I just went toward it, and it didn't move from me. It didn't like back up or anything. It stayed exactly where it was.
Right. And maybe this is just the beginning, this might just be the beginning. And now that he's realizing what he, can do and how he can come through to you, it may be manifesting more. I mean, I've had, the blessing in a way to see different spirits manifest. And sometimes, you may only see an arm or you may only see the head or, and it can be a little freaky. I totally agree with that. But it also is really amazing because they're able to produce that and they're able to come through in different ways. And whether they come through to you, and this is a perfect opportunity to tell other people who are listening that, if you're afraid, you can say, "Hey, come to me in a different way." You don't have to come to me where I can see you. But it's also for you, you already knew and you already know that it's possible and you're open to that. And so for that to be able to happen is really, a gift for both you and him. And I have something I was going to discuss if we didn't have a caller right away, which is really, and I would say crazy, but it's not because it's the way it works, which I will discuss after our conversation. But, for you, it's a great way to have that connection with him because you already had the connection here. And so you've already taken those steps. And I think that that's beautiful because your husband knows that, and he understands that. And what you saw, you were already prepared in a way, even though, like you said, now that door is open, what's going to come next and how beautiful is that going to be? So, I think it's amazing. And I'm really glad that you've called in and told us and shared this story because it's really important for people to see and understand that while you're here, you've already had that connection as well. And now you're just continuing it with one of you here and one who has crossed over. So
sometimes it's difficult, of course, to reconcile the fact that he's not with me anymore. I feel like a half a person, but I know he's with me. And I talk to him every single day, mostly in my car. I know that sounds a little odd, but I do that too. Good. When I'm driving, I talk to him. Or I'm glad I have a cell phone so people don't think I'm talking to myself in the car. And I have these whole conversations with him. And all I want to do is hear his voice. I miss hearing him. I miss having discussions with him. I just miss our life together, Sure. And it's hard to step into being single after so many years, and now you're by yourself, and I feel like I'm out there on a tightrope with no net, mm-hmm. you know, and that's a little frightening for me. So when these things happen, I know he's here and I know he's taking care of me still, you know, I feel like I haven't felt really safe since he's gone, mm-hmm. you know, and you now know, I'm starting to feel safe again.
Right.
I wanted to say to Diane, the very fact that when he frightened you, he showed you that he had other ways of appearing for sure. But my feeling is, and by the way, I talk in the car too. I hardly ever have the radio on. I talk to the spirit. It's a great time. But I think that you will be hearing him in your mind, you know, mm-hmm. and that because you two were very close, obviously, and you were working with these things. So I don't doubt for a minute that you're going to start knowing exactly what he responds to, whatever thought you bring up. You're going to have conversations with him, but they'll be different. I felt I had to learn a different kind of intimacy, a different way of receiving information. You know, I just wanted to hear his voice too, you know, I mean, but I felt it intuitively that this is what he was saying, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Well, I hope I get to that point. I really do. I so appreciate your taking my call and talking with me. It just makes me feel, it validates me and makes me feel better.
Well, sure. That's what we're here for. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Diane.
And thank you for taking my call. Have a great evening.
You too.
Okay, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, I have to say, every time we do the show, I know, Betty, we always think about what we want to say, and we come from our angles, and I was thinking about it today. I thought, what was something that would be really important that would be something to discuss and let the listeners know? And I wrote down that we were really never taught how to connect to our loved ones while we were here, and that, you know, when someone passes, you know, when we were younger, we were just, a lot of times people thought it was dust to dust, you know, ashes to ashes. And you say a prayer for him, you might talk to him and that's it. And, you know, you think about him all the time. And I thought, you know, that's really something that everyone here really needs to talk about with loved ones, with friends, with, you know, whoever they feel comfortable that they could connect with and have that conversation and say, hey, come to me in some way, you know, I'll try not to be afraid. I, you know, do it in a way that wouldn't scare me, or, you know, show me through a light, you know, or show me through the computer or a phone text or, you know, a mist and in some way. And I think that that would be a really good thing for people who are here now to bring that up to loved ones and say, you know, I'm going to come back to you and, you know, watch for me. And, you know, I know I'll get, you know, I'm going to give you a sign. And I think that would be a really good, you know, way to bring that out, to, you know, change the narrative of what people think when someone passes and goes, you know, because they're still around us. They still come to us. And so when, you know, Diane called in, I was just like, wow, that's perfect, because that's exactly what I was going to bring up too, is something about, you know, with what is going on in our life now and the people around us and how we can connect to them and let them know, hey, you know, I know when, you know, my physical body is done here, I'm going to still be around and I'm going to definitely give you a sign. And, you know, just know it's for me. And, you know, you don't have to watch for it, but just be aware. So
what's been so interesting with Diane is that they were both ghost investigators. So they knew in time and space that there is another dimension of reality. So that's a good foundation to have that relationship on this side. But I think even if we decide on ways that we might try to connect when we're on the other side, I think when we get on the other side, there are so many possibilities we don't know about here, you know?
Right.
And to be open to all kinds of possibilities is a very good thing.
Oh, I agree. And I think I was so happy when she called in too, because of that. And it makes me think that, you know, our loved ones are around us, that just because, you know, they are out of their physical body, they can still give us signs. And, you know, I think about this one story, and it's actually in Bob's book in The Medium Explosion. And there was a story with Sylvia in Cheyenne. And, when I was doing a reading one time, there was a situation where I was giving her some information about someone, you know, of course, that I've never met her, never met the people that she loved. And I was giving her information about her daughter. And one of the biggest validations was when, you know, you receive something and you say, you know, she's coming through with a smile and you're like, oh, everybody thinks that, you know, well, she has her arms wide open in this hug and she's wearing red and she's doing this. And it was almost like, okay, you know what? They had to give me another validation. And I like that because then, you know, not only when she said, oh my gosh, I have that picture and she sent me the picture and I was amazed and it was so beautiful to see that. But then she gives me another validation and telling her mom to, you know, to watch out when she goes to China. And I'm thinking, you know, about her foot or something. And then she writes me back months later after she was in China and how she hurt her foot. And I thought, you know, this is what we all need to do. We all have this ability when we connect to our loved ones. You can ask your loved one on the other side to give you information for someone around you or, you know, just a heads up. Not that you have to go and be a medium and tell everybody everything you get, but do little things around your, you know, for yourself and say, you know, help guide me where I need to go. Help, you know, show me a sign. And I think that that's a really cool thing too.
It is.
So I think, yeah.
It is. And the practical experience you're talking about knowing, we just need to know that it's possible to make the connections.
Right. I think we have another caller, right?
We have Denise from New Jersey. Hello, Denise.
My name is Denise from New Jersey. How are you?
Hi, Denise.
Great.
Hi. Good. Just what you were speaking about just resonated with me a lot because, unfortunately, my son passed in 2016 in November, and we actually did speak about prior. I mean, he was only 27, so it was definitely untimely and not planned, not known ahead of time. But we actually picked out a phrase that we would say, and then no one would ever guess the silly phrase. It was just something silly and oddball, and that I would definitely know if it was him. So it just resonated with me what you ladies were speaking about.
Well, good. Well, and you know, that phrase can come in any way. It doesn't have to come from a medium. It can come just through, you know, somebody saying it on the radio or you hearing it as you're walking by somewhere or seeing it on a billboard or something crazy. And I think that that's really cool, too, is that, you know, you have something like that. But also be open to other signs. Just keep that in mind. He may come through in other ways and don't be like, nope, it's not you. You'd only come through to me if you said this. I always throw that out.
Right.
They're going to come to you however they want to come to you. You know, so keep that open.
Think of that. You're right.
Well, keep that open because
I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. But you're right. I'm glad you said that because there's other ways that because a few weeks ago, I forget who was speaking, and it was actually a rainy, rainy night a couple of Thursdays ago. I'd say maybe three Thursdays ago. Might have been Pam, but I'm not. And Joe was on. They were on together.
Oh, Joe. Okay.
Yes. And Rebecca. Oh, Rebecca. It was Rebecca and Joe. And I only just started listening about a month or so ago, so I'm kind of new to this. And
that's okay.
But the things she was saying, I'm like saying to myself, a lot of the things are resonating with me and my son. I'm thinking, this sounds a lot like him. And she thought maybe they got a friend of Joe's. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, I think this is my son coming through. And
there's
just so many things that, like me, if you think of a color, pink would have been my color, and they were saying pink, and his name, his name was Louie, but blue was what was coming through, but she thought it sounded like Joe, but there was just so many things, one thing after another, and if I had to bet, it was probably him. Do you know what
See,
I mean?
See, and that's great.
Yeah.
I think, and you know what? I think that for you to recognize that is really important because then you are getting a message, you know, you're accepting it and then make sure you tell them thanks and that you're listening, you know, that you're, and that way they'll come back and give you more because they know you hear it, you know?
Well, that's nice. Yeah, that's true. I was like shocked at first, but there were just way too many coincidences. You know what I mean? So that it wasn't him. So if I had to guess, it was like 90%, I'd say 90% it was him. you know.
Wow, that's good. That's really good.
Yeah,
intuition.
I didn't mean to interrupt you guys talking.
Oh, no, that's what we're here for. We're waiting for the callers. Feel free to call in any time.
Oh, well, that's nice. I'm glad. But I'm so glad you reminded me to look for, not just like if someone, a medium tells me, it could be anything. Like I could hear the phrase, someone walking by. I'm glad you told me that. It didn't occur to me. I don't know.
Right.
We can't think of anything, right?
Right. Well, you know, Denise, they're going to come through however they can come through in whatever way they can come through. And yes, a lot of times they will come through in that exact way. Sometimes they'll come through a little bit different, but it's still as close as they can get at the time. So keep that in mind and just, you know, say thank you.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, take care of yourselves, ladies.
Have a good night. You too.
Okay, bye. I'll be listening. Bye-bye.
Hello, Jen. Thank you for waiting, Jen.
Hi. Thank you. This is my first time listening to you guys. And my brother just died last month. So, new to me. But, I'm a very intuitive person, and I'm also a skeptic of things at times. I'm learning to open up. I'm learning to try to find and to understand. So I want to know like how little the signs are. I'm trying to understand or know I'm actually getting signs from my brother. For example, it was 2 days ago. I was listening to an audiobook. The book was called The Life Between Us. And so there was a story about a boy who passed and how he was trying to reach out to his mother, but his mother was, he wished his mother had gotten over it and he was kind of joking, but she's not hearing. It with me a lot. And I'm in it. I directly thought of my mom. Like, I feel like this is, I'm supposed to mom this, you know? And I, it's like, okay, this is just probably me. I'm just probably projecting, right? So at the end of the book, I went back to go look and to see what chapter was, and I just clicked on a random chapter, and it had been the right chapter. And I'm like, oh, man, that must be my brother telling me, like, hey, yes, this is what I want you to tell mom. Because, you know, I'm having a hard time, you know? I'm like, is that me just thinking too deep, or is that, like, actually a sign?
We're all kind of healthy skeptics. I mean, I've always been a skeptic too, but when things happen like that and there's patterns and there's consistency of, you know, something else happening, and then, you know, it's kind of like right in that moment, I would simply take it as a thank you. I would say, okay, I'm going to accept that this came from you, and, you know, I'm willing to be open to receive more. And so if you can come through in another way, I would appreciate that also. And, you know, and I think all you're doing is you're opening that door and you're letting them know that, yeah, I got it. You know, it might be very subtle and, you know, you can question it or you can say thank you. You know, it's up to you. You can, right. You can do either or, but for me, I'm more of the person to say, okay, thank you for coming through, and that, you know, please send me something else in another way, or, you know, you can give me, you know, a blue bird or whatever you want to give me in whatever way. And I think that it's important that, you know, you have your own personal connection with them. And if somebody says, oh, no, that's not it. You know what? They did not have that connection that you had in that moment at that time. So when you accept, and I'm not saying believe every single thing you hear, but you kind of know when something resonates, you feel it, you know, you kind of get that extra little awareness that, you know, it just felt a little different. And, you know, I know I'm not going to believe everything and, you know, but in this case, it felt right. And so when it feels like that, then, you know, it went a little further, it went a little deeper and by saying thank you, you're letting him know that you heard it and that you're aware of it and that, okay, this is great. So I think that's, you know, what you did is good, because it showed that you were listening and that, you know, you can be there for your mom in her own way and say, you know, I know you're going through a difficult time too, and I want to be here. And I feel like he would say this, and you can do it that way.
Right.
Or you can say, I felt like he did come through. So you can you know, approach it whichever is more comfortable with you and letting her know how you feel too about it. Does that help a little?
It does help a little. I feel like also I've had dreams, especially like the day after he died, I've had dreams and I'm like, are these dreams or is this connected?
Oh yeah. Betty is a queen.
Communication.
Yeah. I think that's a connection for sure when you have dreams and Betty can tell you she has wonderful, you know, stories with her dreams and they definitely are, you know, coming through that way. And I think, you know, a lot of times that's how it starts is they'll come through a dream at the beginning and then, you know, it goes from there and it moves outside of the dream. Betty?
Right. Yes. Well, I agree with you entirely. I think that, you know, we're, as I've said so many times, all of us are working to be open and allow our intuition and our feeling, heart, consciousness to work. And I think that all of us together are creating an energy field on the earth that makes it easier to receive these connections, you know, to make these connections with the other world. It is so hard sometimes, you know, and sometimes we're so unsure and we're skeptical.
Right.
But I think that every time we make a connection, every time we know that we have that connection, we're building a net of communication around the planet that will make it easier for others. And if we're doubtful sometimes, well, just as Janet says, ask for another sign. You know, I need to have a little more information. I would love to think that there will be a time when we will be able to intuitively communicate. It will be a different way totally because the ones we love are not in the body, but that we can know how we are co-creating together. A different kind of world. I really think we're building that now. So dreams or all other kinds of experiences are so important.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I agree. Yeah. And I think allow yourself to, you know, in your mind and in heart to experience that reality and to, you know, understand and know that it exists and just to be open to that. And I think, you know, like I always tell, and almost every month I say, pay attention. That if you're paying attention, you're going to pick up what they are showing us or what they send us or a message. And I'm not saying to go looking for it. I'm just saying to be open to paying attention. And, you know, when it happens, then you're aware and you're like, wow, I know that's weird, but it happened 2 nights ago when I was reading and this happened. And you're kind of like open to that experience. And just doing that is changing your life and your future also of how you're going to look at what's going on around you. And I think that, you know, in a way, you know, your brother gave you that. He's giving, even though it's extremely difficult, don't get me wrong, a loss of anyone, we all grieve and we all grieve in our own way. We also have to look at it at times that they're giving us these gifts and, you know, that's really a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I tried to, you know, encourage it. By, you know, because we were close and we joked all the time, like, and especially when I sent the message to my mom, I was like, okay, I get it, I sent the message. I hear you.
Yeah.
You know, and I just like randomly, you know, talked to him like, hey, you know, I'm feeling really sad today, you know, can you cheer me up? And so, you know, and sometimes I do get relief, you know, maybe because it's just communication, but I do try to, you know, communicate that I do get through the messages. And maybe the feelings and connections will get stronger with time. You know?
Oh, yes, definitely.
So it does. Because our minds become stronger and more accustomed and more resilient, more open, even without our knowing it.
Right. And hearing other people's stories, like those who are hearing yours tonight, it just gives more confidence, more faith, more willingness to kind of just keep the eyes open and have some faith in what comes, some trust.
Right.
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 Okay. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen.
I'll continue to listen to you guys, and I'll also tell my mom to listen to you guys because you guys are
great.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Janet, I really think what you had said was important. Is that, you know, you used to get out of high school and somebody would say, they never tell you how to balance your checkbook, and they never tell you this, or like they say, There's no manual that comes with kids. Well, there's no manual for learning how to connect either when you're born mm-hmm. into a world that doesn't really make it part of everyday life.
It doesn't even believe there is another world most of the time.
Right. Yeah.
So I think that's primary stuff.
Yeah, yes, I think we need to really, we need to teach ourselves and each other, you know, and our children, but we have to know first ourselves.
Right. Well, and I think too is, I wish there would have been a course when we were younger that we could take for that. But, you know, a lot of times, I mean, even you stumble around and you come across something and then you're like, that just doesn't seem, like what everybody else is talking about. That seems different. And, or you're like, gosh, I think I saw that. And I think that, when you lose someone, your whole world, of course, is flipped upside down. You're dropped on your head. You're in grief. You can't think. And then you question everything. And it's kind of like if we would instead be like, they are out of their physical body, they have moved on, and yet they're still here. And they may not be with us all the time. I mean, I always tell my family when I'm on the other side, I'm going to want to travel a little. So I may not be around that much, but then I'll make sure I drop in.
Right?
If you send out that light to me, I will be there. And I always think of that as I always say, send out that energy, send out that light, let them know that you're around. And if you need me, I'll come and find you. But I think it's important that if we would just, all get to under, if everyone would understand that we have that on the other side, we can still talk to them. They can still give us signs. Like I said, my grandmother came to me like 20 something years later. I was 13, I think, when she passed, and she came to me, 10 or 20 years later. And it was kind of like, wow, where'd that come from? And she was coming to give me a warning for someone. And it's one of those things that you think, okay, if we had that where our loved ones could come to us and just say, hey, I feel like something's off today. I'm just going to pay a little more attention. And we did that. Maybe we would get through the day, on a happier note. Something wouldn't happen that we thought, oh, it was a good thing I was paying attention because, so-and-so could have happened. And so our loved ones are there around us to kind of give us little signs or to help us along when we're grieving and kind of give us a hug, whether the hug is a mist or, the hug comes through in a song or in a saying, whatever it may be.
Right. True. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to give the call-in numbers. If anyone would like to join this conversation, please call 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831. Another thing I had thought about the mist that Diane was speaking about is that it was so personal to their everyday lives and experiences and quests. And then there's something like what you just said, Janet, with your grandmother coming to you so many years after she passed. It was totally unexpected. And I was wondering if you would like to say anything about the message that she gave as a warning for someone else. Is that something you can share?
Well, yeah, she did. She was giving a warning that I was supposed to share with my brother about someone he knew that they were going to pop. There was going to be an accident. I can't remember exactly word for word, but it was to the sense of something was going to happen to someone he knew, and they were giving him a heads up. And I was having I felt like he was going to pass, and I was trying to give my brother a heads up to that. And so when I did find out later on that this gentleman did pass, but then they brought him back to life and he did live. He has issues now, but it was really strange the way it happened because I still can remember her coming, where she was standing. I remember her showing me pictures that we were in this church and that he was, how this man was laid out. And there was something on, a little tag on him. And I thought, oh, my gosh, he passed. And I need to warn my brother because maybe he can, change it or just to help my brother along. And as it ended up, he did come out. He did, he did pass. And then again, he was, revived. So it is a very odd story in my life with that. But it was also kind of letting me know that, we can be told something from the other side and they can show us something kind of as a heads up, but also to give comfort, which is kind of what she was doing for us. She was giving comfort to the family. And I think that it was important to, I think at the time I had a lot of fear with it, But I also realized over the years, you know, what a blessing it was that she told us to kind of let us know that his future was going to change and that, you know, we all had to be aware of that. Mm-hmm. And I think that that was really important too. And so, you know, it's like with anything, any kind of, you know, sign I get or any kind of vision I see or, you know, a dream like Betty, you've had so many amazing dreams. I mean, you learn something from it, whether it's comfort, you know, acceptance, it's, you know, a heads up, you know, or encouragement. I mean, it could be anything. I think that it's just important that we take that and we don't get all freaked out, which I did because I was younger. You know, I mean, as I grew, I learned a lot because I didn't have a manual, you know, just like everybody else. I didn't, you know, there weren't a lot of books out at the time when I was growing up with all this that was going on. And now we have tons of books, which, you know, I always encourage people. I'm like, oh my gosh, pick one up. If you get one message out of that book was worth it. You know, and I always believe that because we were supposed to get that book for that one message. And just like Jen had said, she had gotten something from her book. I mean, you know, that she was reading. I'm like, yeah, maybe out of that whole book, even if she didn't even like the book, let's say that she read something and thought, oh, I don't really like it, but I want to know the ending. So you keep reading it. And then there's something in it. And you're like, oh, my gosh, I needed to know that. And then I put the book down and I think, yeah, that's the whole reason I bought that book. So,
you know, Janet, I wonder, in your case, it might be worth talking about a bit or asking questions about. You received information about people that you didn't know and you couldn't really do anything about it. I mean, you were so open, I guess, or had that ability that so much came through to you. And you couldn't do anything about it because you didn't know who they were exactly when it would happen. What do you think about that? I'm sure there are others who have that situation. They receive information, but it's not specific enough for them to do anything about it. I know that was a burden for you.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think partially was, you know, I had a lot of fear with that. Like I said, you know, growing up, I honestly tell people that when I was growing up and I was having all these things happen, I did have a lot of fear, but I think a lot of it was kind of like I feel like I was being trained in a way from the other side. You know, they were kind of telling me, you know, hey, you're going to be doing some work in the future and we need you to not be afraid. We need you to understand that what we're giving you can help someone and that you can't change everything, which we can't. You know, even when people say, oh, if I was only there, I could have saved them. And I think, no, that was their time to go. That wasn't your time. You know, yes, you know, you might think that, but it didn't happen that way. So, I mean, I always feel like when, you know, I was getting information, I couldn't change what I saw. I couldn't make that car accident stop. But what I could do is I could be there afterwards for the people around that person, you know, and I could, you know, when I would hear what happened, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I knew that was going to happen. I couldn't stop it. You know, I always say, I'm not God. I'm just kind of there to be there for support or for love or to help someone understand that, you know, they're now out of their physical, they're still there. They still have a spirit body. But it's a tough one.
Well, I think it's interesting though, because you did feel you were being trained to let this information come through and not be afraid. And the other thing, which I think is very important, is that no, very often we're not to change something. We just know it's going to happen. I think there are times when we can change and we do change it. You know,
right.
But there's another time when the information comes through, but you can be present, whether you even see them in your meditation and give them energy or give them love, whatever it is that is needed, just by knowing it and being present. Or if you actually know that people are coming in contact with them, you can do the same thing. But yeah, well, I'm glad you explained it that way, because I think it is important that we realize we can't change everything. We have our destinies sometimes. Now, sometimes we are in a position that we can go and actually prevent a death from happening. And we know when that is the case. But there are other times when we just simply, in your case, know it and can be present in whatever way is possible. So, you know,
right.
Good. Yeah. Not many people have that gift, though, like you do, Jen.
Oh, well, no. I mean, but everybody does have a gift. That's the whole thing is that,
not quite,
you know,
like if that,
you know, well, I mean, you know, but the thing is, you know, this has been my whole life. So it's kind of like I've been doing different things all my life. And And, you know, even like today, if you hear I hear an ambulance, I immediately stop and I'm always sending them blue light. And I'm like, OK, I don't know who that person is. I don't know what their situation is, but don't let them feel the fear. Let them have some love around them, you know, because you don't want people, you know, you hope that no one has to go through anything, you know, that's serious with a lot of fear. So it's like, OK, I don't know these people. And so I'm always trying to send out positive energy. I always try to surround myself in light, and I can't do a lot, you know, to people I don't, you know, for people I don't know or a situation, but you can always be there for somebody. And I think that's important, and work on your own stuff and, you know, take it to the next level of your own, you know, your own intuition.
And I love that you're sending that energy. When my son was in an accident, it was very loud, I heard. But I later met someone, and when she found out that was my son in that accident at that time, it was very interesting, because when she heard it, she immediately knew intuitively that that person, whoever was in it, wouldn't live, that it was a huge accident, it was so loud. And she immediately went into meditation for him. And I thought it was rather a beautiful thing that later we met, and she was able, when she knew I was the mother, and it was a meaningful experience for her, because she felt she had been with his soul during that time. So we just don't know what that energy can do, you know?
Right, right. And that's all, you know, that's what it is energy. And, you know, you can label it however you want to label it. And, you know, whatever faith you believe in, it's all energy. And I think it's really important that, you know, people try to connect on their own level. So, like, you know, anyone who's listening, just, you know, find a way that you personally connect. Just like I always say, you know, grief is individual. Well, so is your intuition. You know, one medium doesn't work the way another medium works. You might think they learn something the same, but you still get it in your own way. And I think the same with your connection of a loved one. When they come through, you get it in your own way. And you know, and sometimes it can be a surprise. Sometimes it's, oh, I knew it was going to be that. I knew they'd come through that way. And other times it's just like, oh, wow. I mean, my lights are flickering. I think they're, you know, and I mean, I'll talk to it. You know, oh, is that you? Are you coming through? You know, and it's just kind of however they wish to come through, however our loved ones want to come through. That's, you know, really important.
It definitely is important.
Did you want to? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, you know, there was, we have a few minutes and we don't have a caller, do we?
No, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was just looking through this, and this was a quotation from Dr. Haridas Chowdhury. And it meant so much to me when I first read it, and it still does. And I think it would to our listeners too, because so many of us are longing to make connections. And this quotation is making it clear that longing is exactly what we should feel. And this is the quotation. We need a worldview which shows how our deepest aspirations are related to the essential structure of the universe.
Ooh.
That's beautiful, isn't it? Because mm-hmm. That when we long for this love, this connection, or a connection with the other dimension, that is there because the universe is structured in that way to ignite that longing in us, so that we do indeed make the connection or become very intuitive or be open to any connection, because the universe is working with us. It's the deepest aspiration of the universe itself that we connect with the people we love and that we co-create with them.
Right. That's true. And you know what, Betty? And it's all through love. I mean, look at all the callers that have called in. It's all a connection through love. And I mean, that's, you know, that's so beautiful.
Yes. Love is the key to everything.
Yep. Sure is. It sure is. Yes.
Everything beautiful, for sure.
Well, I think, you know, hopefully, you know, there's a little food for thought for people and, you know, connecting and understanding that they can each do it in their own way. And you know, it's funny because when we talk about the show, have you had anything amazing happen and this and that, you know, when you think about it, really every single connection that we receive from someone is amazing, is a phenomenal connection.
You're right. If we say it, because it's true, it's absolutely true.
Right. And I mean, I think, you know, like I said, when I went back to like the story with, you know, Sylvia and, you know, Cheyenne, is it was really cool because, you know, I got to be part of this, you know, woman's life with her child. And I saw this picture and it stays in my head forever. I've seen this picture so many times in my head, in my mind. And I think, you know, that's what all this is about. That's why we do this, why we have the show too, is so that other people can have their own connection and they can have that imprinted in their mind and remember that and say, you know what? Nobody might not understand this, but I felt it. I saw it. You know, I know it's true. I know it happened. And then it brings them to someone else who had that experience. And if we keep connecting, it's like, you know, the whole world is holding hands and we're all having these amazing experiences.
That's right.
And we get to share.
And it takes those who will say, I go outside the box of Western culture that has believed there's only matter, because I had this experience and I trust it. I know. I had to go through so much of that when our son was in the accident and died. And when my husband was on his way the next very next morning to go to Hungary, where he also was killed in a car accident, I remember him saying, and I thought it was, I've often thought of that, is that he said, now remember, we know what we have experienced. It doesn't matter what anyone else says, anywhere, anytime, we know. And we have to remember that. And I thought he was really helping me because he wasn't going to come back. And he knew that I needed that to just stand firm in my experience. And it took me a while, but I don't have those doubts anymore. You know, I know how to stand firm now. But during that time, we do need the encouragement.
Right, right. Well, and yeah, I mean, and he gave you a beautiful message, you know, in advance.
Yes, it looked like he knew he wasn't going to come back. And on some level, that
right.
He need to say that to remind me that, yes, we are connected. You know, that's the very nature of the universe. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. We know because why? We experienced it. When you experience it, you know in a way that you never can know just intellectually or by reading something.
Well, your response was something unusual, too, to his leaving.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of interesting, too. He kind of knew. But it's so funny. He would often, when he went on a trip to Europe, he would stay up all night and pack and get ready because he wanted to be able to sleep on the plane. And so that was natural. But somehow, when he was that whole night, I cried. I was just crying after he had said that, too. But I felt so sad even before. Maybe it's part of why he said it. But something in me knew he wasn't going to come back because I was so sad and cried. And I never cried, you know, when he was packing before. Mm-hmm. So, those are also communications from the other side, too. You know, we know our intuition knows so much if we allow it to communicate with us.
Right. And you definitely did, you know, and you felt it. And even if you couldn't say the words because they weren't there, you felt it within. And I think that's, you know, something that if everyone would recognize and be aware of, too, you know, you feel that extra connection and, you know.
Yes. And that wasn't something that after I got through it, I mean, it wasn't something that I dwelt on or kept in my mind. I mean, I got up at 4 o'clock, I think, when he left and kissed goodbye and waved and happy and don't forget to call and do this and that, you know. And I wasn't, the sadness didn't stay with me. The joy of life came back, but in me on another level, I knew and he knew.
Mm-hmm. And didn't that kind of in a way too bring you some comfort? I mean, I know that sounds strange to say it that way, but by knowing in advance, it was almost that they were letting you know, the other side, someone, your son, you know, was letting you know too that, okay, you know, you're preparing already.
Yes. And my husband had visions of his death coming, but we looked at it symbolically. And certainly my son had those experiences. I had dreamed for 2 years of his death. And then Ishvan, my husband, had images of exactly how the accident happened. But we all looked at, well, that one, he completely became unconscious over that one. But we knew we had communication on so many levels about all of it. It didn't we looked at it symbolically. It didn't take the joy away from life, but I think it prepared us in another way. And now Kim has something to say. Or is there someone else?
Janet has something to
say.
Oh,
good.
Yes,
sure. Oh, we have our closing prayer.
Yes.
Okay. May all beings everywhere with whom we are inseparably interconnected be fulfilled, awakened, liberated, and free. May there be peace in this world and throughout the entire universe. And may we all together complete the spiritual journey.
Thank you, Janet.
Thank you, Janet.
Thank you, all our listeners.
Thank you.
And we'll see you in 1 month.
That's right. Sounds good. Good night, everyone.
Good night.